This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I want to speak out something short on Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. We know that if somebody is ma'anis and nara, you have to pay knas, and the knas goes to the father. Knas ala avia. Very simply, the Torah says, v'nasan la avi hanara. The Torah says you give it to the father. So there's nothing to talk about. The question, though, is, what if she got married, but only had erusin without nisuin, and then she got divorced? So does the fact that she left the rishus of the father, does that take her totally out of his rishus? So now if somebody were to rape her, then the knas would not go to him? There's a possibility. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is of the opinion of the Mishnah. There's no knas at all. You're pater. The Torah says, Asher loy airasa. If she was airasa, you're pater from knas. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But there are two presentations of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah holds that if somebody rapes a nara shenasarasa v'nisgarsha, you pay knas, but it goes to her. Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa holds, somebody rapes Nara Hamurasa, Nara Shinasarsam Nisgarsha, then you give it to the father. The Gemara says the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah is he darshins Ashaloya Rasa. Only Ashaloya Rasa goes to the father. Pratlin is Arsam Nisgarsha. So the Torah is mafkia, the koyach of the father. But when it comes to the shita of Rabbi Akiva, which, by the way, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. There's a klal in Shas, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. We always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, that it goes to her. The question now is, and this is a major machlokes rishonim, it's going to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. We're only talking about the knas here, but what about the other aspects that when a person, if somebody's ma'anis someone, if someone rapes someone, there's also boishas and pagam. Is boishas and pagam knas? Or is that monetary payment? Because the Torah says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the knas goes to her. Okay. But what about the embarrassment? What about her loss of value? She's still in the father's rishus. So who does that go to? So we find a tremendous machlokes rishonim over here. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Nara in Nashim, Hilchos Nara Besula, Perak Beis Halacha Tazayin. Habas Shenis Arsav Nisgarsha. The Bas, a daughter who had Erisin and was divorced, Knasoi Levadoi LaAtzma. The Knas alone goes to her. Nensa, if she was raped or nispatata or seduced, v'achar kach niskatcha la'achar, and then she got married, kansa ushadram la'aviha. The knas and the other things go to the father. She'ein ho'erisin moitzin rishus av. Erisin doesn't take out of the rishus of the father. So the Rambam seems to be separating knas and shar dvarim. And the Rambam says a daughter that was nisares v'nisgaresh, only the knas goes to her, like Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says Nisarsam Nisgarsha, Knasa La'atzma, the Lashon of the Rambam is Knasa Levadoi La'atzma. That implies the other payments go to the father. Let's see the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, you know who the Kesef Mishnah is, the Beis Yosef. Kesef Mishnah wrote, Mishnah Perik Elonaros Naros Shnasarsam Nesgarsha Vyosaglili Oimer Ein Lo Knas Rabbi Akiva Amar Yesh Lo Knas Lo Knas Lo Atzma. V'yadua de halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveray. V'yafagav de bebraisa katoni de konsul avia. Pasak Rabbi Akiva de masisim. The Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah. V'oid, furthermore, de efsika hasam hilchasa k'Rabbi Lazar. There the halacha is paskening like Rabbi Lazar. The amar k'Rabbi Akiva de masnisin. U'mashnul rabbeinu de davka beknashu de amar. Rabbi Akiva de Havala Atzma. Now it's mashma to the Rambam, only knas, Rabbi Akiva says, goes to her. Aval boisha supagam havala aviha. But the boisha and pagam goes to the father. Right? That's a very clear diuk in the Rambam. I mean, it's almost explicit. The Rambam says, knaso levadoi, as opposed to the other payments. Let's see the Rush. The Rosh says that Naro Shinasar Savanaskar Shabyasa Glili Oimer in La Knas, Rebekiva Oimer Yesh La Knas, with Knasal Atzma, Vahaloka Krebekiva de Kamalan Aloka Rebekiva Mechaberai, Voidil Kamam Bimasnisan de Yusoima Shinasar Savanaskar Shah, Sava Rebbe Lazar Krebekiva, Pasak Rav Halacha Krebbe Lazar. Says the Rosh, Vaharamam Kasav de Knas Levad La Atzma. The Rambam says a big chiddush that we only the knas goes to her, but boishas and pagam remains by the father. Why? Based on a Gemara later on. The Gemara says regarding boishas and pagam, the imal adida. Gemara asks, maybe she should get it. Umasik the boishas and pagam laviyah mishum di iboi maser la lemenuvel mukoshchin. The Gemara says clearly the father has ownership over the girl regarding embarrassing her and making her be damaged, because the father could have given her over to a disgusting person. So that logic, Rabbi Yisai, that the father is entitled not only to knas, right? Because the Torah says, "V'nosan la'aviha nara chamishim kosef." So the Torah is clearly saying that if somebody rapes a nara, the knas goes to the father. And the Gemara later on says, maybe the boishas and pagam goes to her. And the Gemara says, no, it's mistaber, the father gets it, because he has control over the woman, legabe boishas and pagam. So, says the Rosh, this very reason is shayach, even if she's nesaris v'nesgarish. Because the father could then remarry her. V'kra dulay oirasa. So now, the Rambam's saying, that if Nisarsim Nisgarsha, she gets the Kenas, and the father gets a Boshta Supagam. It says, Asher Loya Irasa, that's only going on the Kenas, the Chsiv Bikra. But we don't learn out Boshta Supagam from that Pasuk. That we learn out, Yalef Midach Siv, and Asan Ha'isha Shaychivima, La'avi Hanoa Shchiva Chamishim, Maklal Di'ika Boshta Upagam Al'atzma. Boishas and Pagam is not learned out from that Pasuk. There's a Boishas and Pagam is a separate fee. Meklal Dika Boishas and Pagam Kamoi Bishar Chavalos. There's Boishas and Pagam like any time somebody damages someone. Aval Bahai Kroi Loik Sivi. Asher Loya Irasa. It says, V'nosan La'avi Hanara Asher Loya Irasa Chamishim Kosef. The Pasuk of Asher Loya Irasa is going on the Knas proper. But it's not going on Boishas upagam. However, the Rosh himself disagrees with the Rambam. Says the Rosh, Umihu nira digam boishta upagam ala atzma. The Rosh says, in his opinion, not only does she get the knas, she also gets boishas upagam. And the Rosh is medayikid, because Rabbi Elezer says later on, a yisoyma, shenis arsa v'nis garsha, if you're mefata, you're pater. Wait a second. If the father gets boisha supagam, then you shouldn't say pater, since you're chayv in boisha supagam. It must be, boisha supagam also go to her, and therefore she's meichalit by mefata. So we have a big machlokes rishonim over here. What's machlokes rishonim? We know that, first of all, it's kedai to know the halacha. The halacha is, we paskin not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not like Rabbi Kiva of the Braisa, but like Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. Bottom line, if someone is ma'anis, a nara hamurasa, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the kenas goes to her. However, the Rambam says the kenas goes to her, the boisha supagam goes to the father. The Rush says no, the boisha supagam go to her as well. That's the machlekes rishonim, and I just wanted to share with you.
Do you say kamlei midrabine by boisha supagam?
For sure.
So then, how does it fit the Rush according to the question of the Gemara according to Rabba that says only by knas you pay, you get killed and you pay knas. So why did the Gemara say no? There's also boisha supagam.
Maybe that the pasuk is talking about that?
The whole chiddush of Rabba is only bedafka by knas.
Correct.
According to Rabba, by boishes and pegam lechayra, you would say kam lei midrabine.
Lechayra.
So therefore, the whole question was bedafka according to Rabba on the knas aspect. But if there's also boishes and pegam, then there is a chiddush according to Rabba. The whole question was is according to Rabba that you do pay. You do get killed and you pay knas.
Right.
A different scenario that you do say kam lei bidravine, and you could learn from there from baishu supagam.
Right, but why would that be different than any other case of kam lei bidravine? Why would I need a pasuk for that? What would it be teaching me?
The same way. We said by all the other psukim that you might think that the whole shock of the time.
Uh-huh. Is it different than any other? Is it different than any other kim lev ramine?
According,
I have to think about it. Okay, so basically, what I want to bring to your attention here is just an approach. What is this machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush, regarding if somebody's ma'anis a woman, and where we say, nesarsim nesgarsha, the knas goes to her, because there's exerus akasav asher lo ya'irasa. So now we have machlokes about who gets the boisha supagam. The Rambam says the boisha supagam go to the father. The Rush... And also Tosfos says the Boishim Gam go to her. By the way, if I could draw your attention to Tosfos here. Tosfos in the beginning of the next parak, Daf Mem Aleph from Mabez, it says, let's say, Naro Shenispatita. So Boishta Pagama Knasa Shalavia. Amda bedin ad shaloi me sa'av harehein shalav. But then the Mishnah says, loi hispika lamaid bedin ad shabagra. No, I'm sorry. Loi hispika lamaid bedin ad shamei sa'av. Let's say you didn't have a chance to be mechayev the knas until the father died. So it goes to her. So Tosfos asks, I understand the knas goes to her. The knas goes to her because at the time of Hamad Abedin there was no father. So therefore the knas will go to her. But Boisha Supagam, Tosfos says, is Mamayna. So it's Mamayna. So then the father owned her. So now the father dies, the brothers own her, so it should go to the brother. I understand maybe you can't be Moirish Knas Labanov, but you could be Moirish Mamain Labanov. So why does the Mishnah say that if you didn't have a chance to see Mechayev until the father died, it goes to her, it should go to the brothers? Says the Tosfos, V'shama Mekroi Dila'el, Denavki Boishas Ubagam, Iskesh Ahadodi Kedaprishas La'el. How do I know you pay Baisha Supagam if you're ma'anis a woman? You would have said, what do you mean? Why is it different than any time you damage someone? You embarrassed the girl. You damaged her, so you should pay Baisha Supagam. No, Tosfos says we learn it from the pasuk of V'nasan ha'ish ha'shoichev ima. The 50 shekel that you pay is for the hanos shchiva. Miklal di'ika Baisha Supagam. We learn from that pasuk. The 50 is just for the hanah shchiva, but there is a payment of boishes and pagam. That means boishes and pagam are hukash. They're compared to the knas. So there's a hekish of sorts between boishes and pagam and the knas. So just like the knas will go to her, the boishes and pagam go to her. This Tosfos is exactly like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if a woman is Nisa'aris v'Nisgarish, that even though the Knas goes to her, the Boishas Magam goes to the father. That's monetary payment. The Rosh says, no, it doesn't go to the father. The Rosh says, it doesn't go to the father. It goes to her. Why would it go to her? Because of this hekesh, because we're comparing all the payments. Knas, Boishas Pagam is compared to Knas. Tosfos holds there's a hekesh between Boishas and Pagam and Knas. That's the Shita of the Rosh. The Rambam says, no, they're different. She gets the Knas, the Boishas Pagam goes to the father. So basically, there's a Sefer Yoinas Elam. Yoinas Elam was written by... It's like a kuntres, but it's considered a very sharp sefer of lamdos. In the sefer Yoinas Elam, he just brings out what's the yisoid machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh and Tosfos. That is, in other words, how do we view the chiyuv of boishes and pagam by if somebody's ma'anis a woman? Is it that? What do you mean, how do we view it? It's like embarrassing and damaging any person. Anytime you hurt someone, you embarrass them and you damage them. It's not any different than if somebody punches someone or somebody damages someone. There is an obligation to pay the embarrassment and their loss. It just and the Torah is Megaleh that the 50 shekel of Knas included in that is not any boishes and any pagam. That's the shita of the Rambam. That's why the Rambam holds that while she gets the knas, she does not get the boishes and pagam. But Tosfos and the Rosh hold differently. That when the Torah says v'nasan ha'ish ha'shoichiva ima la'avi hanara, the Torah is not just being megale that the payment of boishes and pagam is not included in the 50 shekel. The Torah is megala that there isn't a regular chiyuv of boishes pagam over here. There's a chiyuv of knas, and there's a tashlumim chadasha of boishes and pagam midin oines. In other words, there's a special gzeres hakosav by if someone's ma'anis a woman, they have to pay boishes and pagam. It sort of emanates from the fact you pay 50 shekel. From that pasuk we learn the 50 shekel is for the hanas shchiva, is a knas, aside from boishas and pagam. But now the Torah is mechayev a chiyuv chadasha, boishas and pagam, that's different than the chiyuv of boishas and pagam by other mazikim. By other mazikim, it's midin hezek alone. This boishes pagam is a special din of boishes pagam by ma'anes. And therefore, the opinion of the Rosh is just like she gets the knas, she would get the boishes pagam as well. I'll end off with the question of the stipler. Okay, this is Gavaldig Akasha. We were medayik from Tosfos. Tosfos wanted to know why is it that if someone rapes a woman and someone seduces a woman and we don't have a chance to obligate him until the father dies, why does she get the Baishas Upagam? The brother should inherit it. So Tosfos says, well, Baishas Upagam is Hukash to Knas. And we were Madaik from there, that Tosfos holds like the Rush, that the same way Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, she gets the Knas, she would get the Baishas Upagam. You ready for the stira of the century in the Rambam? We know the Rambam paskins. Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha. That even though the Knas goes to her, but the Baishas Upagam, which is a regular monetary payment, goes to the father. And yet, the Rambam agrees to Tosfos that if you didn't have a chance to obligate a mefata until the father died, so we would have expect that the brothers should inherit the Baishas Upagam, because the Rambam holds it's a monetary payment. The Rambam holds like Tosfos that she gets it. So the question in the Rambam, the stira in the Rambam that the stipler asks is Baishas Upagam hukash leknas, or is it not hukash leknas? Why is it that regarding Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, we say she gets the knas, but she doesn't get the Baishas Upagam, and yet if the father dies, then she gets the knas and the Baishas Upagam? The Rambam paskins regarding a father that died before Hamad Abedin, the Nara gets everything, like Tosfos, and the Rush, and yet by Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, he divides them, that the Dinei Baishas Upagam is not compared to the Knas. So the stipler answers, the Rambam holds Baishas Upagam is only compared to Knas regarding one detail. That just like the father is not Zoicha in the Knas until Hamad Abedin, the father is not Zoicha in the Baishas Upagam until Hamad Abedin. But regarding whether it's a monetary payment or not, it's not compared to each other. Okay, so just to review, the basic point is regarding the Mishnah, Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the Knas goes to her. What about Baishas Upagam? The Rambam paskins, it goes to the father. The Rush paskins, it goes to her. We are Madaik that Tosfos seems to hold like the Rush, because Tosfos says on the Mishnah, Mem Aleph, that if you didn't have a chance to be Mechai v'Mefata until the father died, the Knas goes to her. So Tosfos asks, well, the Baishas Upagam should go to the brother. Tosfos says the Baishas Upagam seem to be compared to each other. That seems to be like the Shita of the Rush. We pointed out that what they may argue on is, how do we view the Chiyuv of Baishas Upagam by Oynes? Is it a regular monetary payment? Or does it emanate, is it connected inherently to the Knas? And we also asked the stira on the Rambam, why would the Rambam hold that Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, she gets the Knas, the father gets the Baishas Upagam, so why if the father dies, do the brothers not inherit that Baishas Upagam? Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.